gentlemen, boys and girls, get your jambalaya and get your gumbo, cause it's time for another commish dish. Ladies and gentlemen, Johns and Trents, welcome yet again to another commish dish, episode 2, League Vival 3. Madden 22 had to shout out the Springfield fellas with the jambalaya and gumbo, because now we got three of them. We now have David as the Colts. Welcome, Big D, to the league, the greatest league of all times, ever to been done, ever to be done, ever will be done. So this is gonna, I guess I was already kind of working on like a little article thing doing all this, but we'll talk about it too, so we can get the content out and about, because we just had a little break, but now we're back at it heavy. Mostly everybody's played. Couple people that haven't. It is cold as Antarctica out here right now, but we'll get through it. So we are five weeks in. We have two guys that are kind of 4 weeks in, and their records throughout 4 weeks, but I don't know everybody's record off the top of my head, but I kind of know what it's like. So Let's just see where everybody's at and where we think they're gonna be. And so let's start off with the David and John division. So David joined 2 weeks ago. He's 1-1. He dropped a game heavily against the Ravens, but he's beaten the Dolphins. But John dropped a game to David's computer a week before David came. So David has the slight upper hand next game because, I mean, if he wins it, he sweeps. If he loses, they split. David's on top of that division, so John's got some work to do. But thankfully, their other division teams are the Texans and the Jags, who John just beat last night. So, I mean, all it takes to get to the playoffs is win that division, you know? And so after the chips fall where they may, either one of them can still come out on top of this division. They just have to beat those computer teams. I think David's going to end up winning it, and John's going to have to fight hard for a wild card spot. Not saying it's impossible. We're only 5 weeks in. There's a lot of football left to play. The only thing is he's got to watch that fatigue with old Derrick Henry, because you don't want to be losing Derrick Henry like that in a game versus David, or if he has any other user games coming where I think he has Spencer next week. So you want to have your best player on the sideline for almost the entirety of the fourth quarter. So we'll see how that goes. We'll stay in the AFC. So we got Spencer on top of the AFC right now, 5-0. Not a shock to many people, given his schedule so far. Austin gave him a huge run for his money, and we all thought Austin was going to come out on top of that, but he did not. Let us all down. But that shows you where Austin's at user game wise. He's got a little bit to go on the computer side of things, but user game wise, is it looking like computers are harder than the users this year? Well, it may be, it may not be. It may depend on who you play. But yep, fantastic game between those two. Spencer is just got done destroying the Chiefs on some Stephon Diggs cheese. I bet they kept pressing them because they did that same thing against me in the practice league with D-Hop. And you don't press them. You don't press those guys. Anyways, the Bills are up against John next week. I believe they'll win that. Other user game-wise, I'm not completely sure who they play. But Spencer plays his cards right, he could be the one seed unbeaten into the playoff, going into the playoffs, which should be good for him. And so let these other few guys that haven't strung together a bunch of wins go against each other, see if he can get a favorable matchup. AFC, we'll go with my boy Adam down there in Cincinnati. Cincinnati. The Bongles, the Bangles, the Bingles, however you say it. Adam is back. Or is he? Question mark. One sec. You got a little cliffhanger. So, Adam is trying to get his sea legs with Kellen Mond, which in my first podcast I said that I'm not sure if I'm on that Kellen Mond train right now. Maybe in a league full of users, because Adam did very well with Kellen Mond against Jack, I think. But right now, against these CPUs, bad quarterbacks are going to be bad quarterbacks. Mond is struggling out of the gate. Adam says there's a lot of inaccurate passes coming from old Kellen. I don't know what his future QB1 plans are, because right now Kellen Mond is not in dev-up territory, and I don't know if he will be anytime soon with the given people in front of him, but you never know. So that's something to watch out for while we are watching these Bengals, is what's the future at quarterback? Kellen Mond would be a great backup, but is he the answer? Especially, Adam's one of those, he wants to win guys, and he doesn't want to go to the lottery and pick a quarterback that high and lose it out for a year. So we'll see how that goes. But right now, I mean, Adam's not out of playoff contention by any means. He's got a big game next week against the Ravens, which could help him in his division. If I can remember correctly, when I was doing my article last night, the Browns are 1-3. So it's not like the Browns are in any competition at the moment. I'm not sure what the Steelers' record is, but I know Andy Dalton was tearing it up there for a little bit. But, I mean, Adam's destiny's in his own hands. It's in Kellen Mond's hands. And, I mean, he had a big win against Jack early in the season. So how will that carry over into other user games? I think it'll carry over pretty well. If he can sneak into the playoffs, he can probably make some noise. Especially in the playoffs, you can kind of look at player stats and see who guys like to go to. I already know I'm going to have fun in the NFC when people shut down McCaffrey and Cam's actually going to throw the ball to other people. But that's going to be exciting. So I think Adam's going to get in the playoffs. I think he's going to piss one or two people off when he's there. And I'm not counting him out at all to make the Super Bowl. So I think that is the NFC. Obviously, Gary will be coming to the Chargers, but there's not a lot to speak on right now, just where he's at, because we don't know, because we haven't seen him play on next yet. Apparently, Bradley has, and Gary either beat him or almost beat him. So, we'll see. Going to the NFC, I think I got everybody in the AFC. If I miss you, I'm sorry. I'll do a special podcast just for you. Going over to the NFC, we'll start with the football team in Austin. Austin is He's another one of those teams that, as of right now, he doesn't look completely out of it. I don't think anybody looks completely out of it, but you could probably look at a team or two and say they're not really going anywhere, like the Eagles. They haven't won a game, but with Austin controlling his own destiny, that means he's got to string together some wins. No one wants to be the guy that has to win his last four or five games to make the playoffs. I mean, it can happen and you can do it, but that's a lot of pressure and it's a lot of anger forever with every interception and every touchdown. It's really important for all of us to string together some wins, but a lot more important for the guys that are kind of the 2-3, not really 3-2, but anybody under 500 right now, just to get some confidence, get some momentum going into next third of the season. I mean, Austin showed great, fantastic improvement against the Bills and Spencer. A game that we all thought was probably going to be a blowout, and we'll see where Austin's at and see how much better he's gotten, but it won't amount to much against Spencer, but it did. Austin was making great reads, and if he had, if he had an X-factor quarterback back there or a superstar quarterback or anybody that's not a 67 overall, he could have very, very possibly won that game. We all saw Love miss a few open D balls in the end zone. We saw him miss some passes, but that's everybody. We've seen everybody's quarterback miss passes. So that's just something that comes with the game. But Austin played a fantastic game, had a couple chances to win it that I don't want to say were his fault that he didn't win it. It's just luck of the draw with Madden sometimes. But he earned a lot of respect on the sticks from a lot of people that day. And so just congrats to him and Spencer on a fantastic game. Very, very, very fun to watch. So I think Austin will and can make it. I don't know what the rest of his division's looking like. But know he's got Bradley. I think Bradley's around the 2-3 range as well right now. Those games are going to be absolutely electric. And we'll kind of speak on that here in a minute. But that's going to be a division to watch. Just one of two user divisions, and user divisions are always fun to watch, but with those two that are ready, both ready to make their I'm here statement, is going to be awesome. I think whether he sneaks in wild card or division winner, Austin will get in. So let's go ahead and move on to Dallas. So let's move on to Bradley and Dallas. The Brallis Cowboys. Bradley, I think, is the 2-3, 3-2, not sure. But Bradley just played me extremely tight last night. He had it all the way. He had a chance to go down and tie it, but I got a late interception. He forced two interceptions off Cam. Offensively, I think he threw two interceptions as well. One was just late game. He was trying to make something happen. The clock wasn't on his side. He was moving, though, until the pick. But his defense played really well. I got a couple passes that could have went either way, probably. I had touchdowns from, I think, Robbie. And then Erickson and McCaffrey, of course. But he did really well shutting down the run game. I think I ended up rushing for over 100, but that was never the game plan solely, is to run the ball, because I couldn't. I think that was more late game when Bradley was trying to get a stop or trying to send different things my way, and I just hit the right gaps. But early game, Bradley had McCaffrey on clamps, and in the passing game, I mean, McCaffrey still didn't do much unless it was short routes out of the backfield, or he had one deeper catch. But other than that, he had McCaffrey on clamps, and other guys had to make plays. Evan Ingram couldn't catch anything, so. But Bradley ended up losing by 7 with a chance late to tie it. He was up 17-3 at half, I believe, or 14-3. I think 17, because he forced a pick right before halftime and ended up capitalizing on it with a touchdown to Coop. But, so yeah, I think him and Austin are going to be great because you have two guys that, two guys that we probably thought were going to get pretty heavily beaten in their user games. And Austin and Bradley came out and they both had a chance to win it and had a chance to kind of prove themselves already. And I think they already did. So that division is going to be fun. So we'll move on to, I'll just talk about myself for a second, not too long. The Camthers, 5-0, you know the vibes. Cam Newton, resurgent year. He's throwing a perfect 11 touchdown, 11 interception ratio. Jalen Hurts came in last night. I had one of those, I don't know if y'all have had it yet. So it was like a trap game scenario where, like, it says, you know, the Eagles are cold right now, don't lose to them. And then either, I think you get like -5 catching and -5 something else. And to try to help you lose the trap game. And we almost did. We were up like 21-3. And then we won the game by 14. Or no, 10, I think. I don't know. Yeah, we won the game by 10. Or no, 11, I don't know. Because Jalen Hurts came in and he, I know he ran for a kind of the game sealing touchdown, and he ended up throwing one to Robbie Anderson late game as well, I think at the last second. So, I mean, definitely the game was a lot closer than the scoreboard portrays for sure. Struggling. I play my kryptonite, Dalvin Cook next week, who tore me up for over 200 in the practice league. So we'll see how long I can keep rattling off or lucking out on these CPU wins. User games wise, I don't have much. I'm supposed to play Austin, but we'll probably have to straight sim that. I play Trent. That'll be fun. And other than that, I'm in. I'm in position to win my division as of right now. I have one division win, but there's always the Buccaneers on the other side of the division. So we'll move on. We'll move on to Jack and the Bears. So as of right now, Justin Fields is leading the league in passing yards, but he has, I think, one of the worst starting quarterback completion percentages of everybody. So, you know, it happens. But right now, Jack is also struggling. I think he's 2-3 as well. I think a lot of the league sitting at 2-3. But he's going to get it figured out. It's Jack. He said he's not sweating as much this year. And I don't think he is, but it's still, he's not going to want to be here and picking the lottery when everybody else is in the playoffs. So I think he definitely gets it figured out and tries his best to win another Super Bowl and add to his total, which is already an ungodly amount. So I'm not counting him out ever, as no one else in this thing better be doing. So yeah, he had one user game so far against Adam, which I got to watch the first half or so of it. Didn't end well for Jack. That was early on. Adam had a little bit of next year in practice, not much, and Jack was kind of going in blind, but he said he's a lot different, so he'll get it figured out. I don't think it'll take him that long to get it figured out. Didn't take me too long to get it figured out, so we'll see. But I think the Bears will win that division just because of who's on the sticks. We'll move on. Last one to Arizona. Trent and the Cardinals, another team that's, I think, 3-2, 2-3. He just had his quarterbacks did not help him, do him any favors. Last game, he had, I think, 6 picks between the between Kyler and Colt, which is never a recipe for victory. But he followed the rules. He put his punter in there, and, you know, kudos to him. He's trying to figure it out as well. There's a lot of guys that are trying to just figure it out, and, you know, got to take their bumps early and while they can afford to, and then when the long stretch gets here, they're not going to be losing a bunch of games. So I'm not worried about Trent either. He's about one of a few guys that I wouldn't be worried about if they started off 0-4. I don't think it'd be time to blow everything up from within. So Trent's looking at it, and he's going to get there. He's going to get to the playoffs. He's in right now. I think he's second or third in his division. The 49ers in that division are the third undefeated team in the league that have been discussed today. They are 5-4-0 right now. We haven't advanced yet, so we obviously don't know if they're going 5-0, but right now they're 4-0. They're feeling great, and that's a good team. They got traded Ryan Tannehill, who's QB1, and apparently thriving over there, so it's going to be interesting. I don't know if Trent's already played them and dropped one or how it went, but he ain't going to lose to them again. He's going to win that division pretty handily, mark my words. But there's not a lot more I have to talk about right now. I just wanted to get something out, get something rolling. I think it's only been like 22 minutes. So, yeah, I hope you guys are having fun. I'm having fun. This has been a blast. It's been nice to get everything back to normal, it feels like. So, welcome, David. I think this is the most people that we've had in the league, definitely the most people we've started with. So it's been really cool to kind of watch the league grow and what it's getting to. And I'm sure that we haven't seen the last user come in the door, which is always an inviting news. So, yeah, happy Madden time. Go get y'all's dubs. Let's see everybody in the plus hit an all-user playoff almost, man. Everybody get there. We're rooting for you. Rooting for you. Goodbye.